outside. I can see her brain ticking away inside her beautiful head. Just 2 weeks. Take this time to map out your next move. I take a few steps closer to her. Take this time to get to know me better. I take a few more steps.
What if I don't like you?
She smirks and props her hands on her hips. Then I'll send you home on a plane earlier. I loop my arms through the opening of hers and pull her to my chest. But I promise you're not going to want to go home early. I pull her into a hug.
You're really cocky, aren't you?
She says against my chest. I like to call it confident. I'm really confident. I laugh at her.
Call it what you want.
She exhales in resignation, and I know I have her.
How long do I have to pack?
She looks up at me. I yank my phone from my pocket to check the time. You have 40 minutes. She pulls herself from my embrace and begins frantically running up the stairs of her condo.
Make yourself comfortable.
She hollers as she disappears up the stairs. I smile. If I could pat myself on the back, I would. Kaylee is coming to Europe with me. My phone vibrates in my hand, and my euphoria is short-lived when Kendall's name flashes across my screen. Kendall, I answer quietly, and walk to the kitchen, as far away from the stairs as possible, in hopes that Kaylee doesn't hear Kendall screaming through the phone.
What in the ever-loving hell are you doing at that woman's house? Do you know it's on CNN right now? You are on goddamn CNN right now.
I sigh loudly into the phone. I needed to make things right.
That is not your goddamn job. That's mine,
she screams at me.
Your job is to get your ass on that airplane in 2 hours, your butt in the seat, and not talk to anyone. Do not talk to the press. Do not talk to your mother. Do not talk to anyone. Leave that goddamn house and that woman, get in your car, and get to the motherfucking airport. Do you understand me?
10-4. I end the call and smile to myself. That was one of Kendall's more epic meltdowns. I cannot wait to see what she says when she sees Kaylee's butt in the seat next to mine. I actually laugh out loud and brace myself all at the same time.
11. Kaylee. 1, 2, 3, go. Paxton gripped my hand even tighter as he darted out my front door. I clambered down the steps behind him, praying the lock on my townhouse actually caught because we weren't taking the time to make sure. He made a beeline for a car parked across the lot. My huge suitcase he wheeled behind him with the opposite hand barely slowed us down. I'm sure we made quite the sight. What, with our heads down and our feet pounding across the pavement as if we were making a break for it? We were. And it was all caught on tape. Of course, it was because the vultures had gone nowhere. They'd only gathered, as if they'd smelled blood and were circling overhead, just waiting for the right moment to dive in and take a good bite. Oh, wait. That was actually a helicopter. Voices shouted, a slew of them vying to be the one to grab our attention, to get that one picture that would completely make their day. As if this wasn't enough. Lights flashed. Click, click, click.
Paxton Miles! Paxton!
Mr. Miles, can you confirm your relationship with Kaylee Rose Burton?
Kaylee, over here. Is it true you're starring with Paxton in his next film that begins filming next month?
Were they serious right now? That alone was almost enough to make me stop and set things straight, but Paxton had given me strict instructions before we'd made our getaway. Don't look up. Don't answer. Run. Paxton pressed a button on his key fob, and the trunk to a black car with even darker windows bounced open. He tossed in my suitcase and shut it just as fast. He moved even faster when he ran me around to the passenger side and hurried me in. I'd barely blinked by the time he was sliding into the front seat and slamming shut his door. Frantic, he pressed a button to click the locks. The sound of them engaging had us both breathing a sigh of relief, but adrenaline was still pounding through my veins. Over the console, he looked across at me, his ridiculously handsome face cut in concern. Silence washed over us. his hands kneading on the leather of the steering wheel. Our eyes met, intense, relieved, searching for an answer for what in the hell we thought we were doing. Then, we both busted out laughing.
"Well, then," he said as he started the car, threw it in reverse, and backed out.
He barely slowed as the paparazzi scattered, cameras pressing close to the windows to try to capture a blurry image. "So, I'm totally getting the smoked-out windows now," he chuckled, shifting into drive, the Vantage definitely giving the scavengers the shot they were aiming for.
"It's kind of a requirement for my line of work."
I seriously didn't know how any person could tolerate this kind of life. It was bad enough when I attended parties with Elle, the intrusiveness of the lenses. But even Elle was able to go back to her daily life without worrying someone was capturing something private. I couldn't imagine dealing with this every single day. Tires squealed when he hit the street, and he accelerated quickly, the whine of the engine loud as he gunned it, shifting gears faster than I could make sense of it. Clearly, he'd mastered the whole escape artist thing, because he was weaving in and out of traffic, leaving no chance we'd be followed. I sat back in the seat, finally allowing myself to take in my surroundings. My fingertips traced over the red stitching on the red and black leather, all the luxury and flash. This car is ridiculous. Those brown eyes brimmed with mischief when he glanced my way.
"What? You don't like my Maserati? We can stop back at the house and grab a different car if it's not to your liking."
"Of course we can," I mumbled under my breath. He laughed.
"You are a hard woman to please, Kaylee Rose. Here I was, being nothing but a considerate gentleman when I picked the one car in my garage I thought maybe was as pretty as you."
I swatted at his shoulder. "Oh, the charmer as always, Mr. Miles, rushing over to the castle of the damsel in distress to rescue her from certain demise." A grin split his face.
"At your service, ma'am."
I swatted him again. "You're not allowed to do that."
"Do what?"
he defended innocently, but there was absolutely nothing innocent about what was playing out in his eyes.
"Oh, don't do what me, mister. You know exactly what I'm talking about."
I waved an overindulgent hand his way. "The accent, the face, the smile. Don't act like you don't use them to your benefit." He shrugged, grinned as he changed lanes again and accelerated as he took to the freeway.
"What? A smart man uses any resources he has in his arsenal."
A pout pulled at my mouth. "Which is completely unfair if your opponent has absolutely nothing to stand up against them." My mouth dropped open when he reached out and cupped my face. Tingles spread beneath his touch, and my stomach did about 15 backflips. Of course, it had to settle right into the nausea from earlier, humiliation and defeat rising to the surface. My voice dropped. "What are we doing, Paxton?" I'd just been fired from my job that had been my entire life, been hounded by paparazzi, and had been publicly shamed and ridiculed. And now, I was running off to Europe with the man who was the root of the problem. A Greek god who owned the screen and commanded every audience, one who was sought after and adored. My free card. Funny, considering it had cost me everything. There wasn't anything free about it. His thumb brushed softly under the hollow of my eye, catching the moisture I hadn't even realized had gathered there.
"We're stealing you away from all of this."
I shook myself out of his hold and sat back in my seat. "That doesn't mean it's not all going to be waiting for me when I get back."
"You're right, Kaylee Rose. I'm not sure even I have the power to erase what happened this morning."
The seriousness in his tone shifted, and a smirk went skating onto his mouth.
"But I'm sure as hell going to make sure it's worth it."
Bewildered, I stumbled along beside Paxton as he strode through the international terminal at LAX. My suitcase had been checked, and his apparently had been handled. Must be nice. Okay, I had to admit, this was a little bit nice. I'd be nothing but a liar if I said it didn't feel nice with my hand firmly locked to his as we made our way down the long hall toward our gate.
Right on time, he flashed me a grin.
Doesn't the flight leave in like 15 minutes?
Exactly. There's no use getting here and having to sit around for 2 hours. That's simply ridiculous.
Says the guy who walks into a building packed with people and the waters part for him. I've never made it through security that fast. Ever. Even when I was returning after visiting my aunt in Kentucky and there was one person in front of me. And this is an international flight. He lifted our entwined hands and brushed a soft kiss along the back of mine. A shiver tickled down my spine. How did he manage that?
Let's just call them the perks of being famous.
He lifted a brow. Mischief danced in those warm brown eyes.
You witnessed some of the drawbacks back at your place today. What do you say we enjoy some of the advantages?
A short chuckle rolled up my throat. That I did. I'm really not sure how you handle that part of this life. He shrugged.
You get used to it. After a little while, it's little more than irritating.
In his pocket, his phone rang again, just like it had been doing the last hour it had taken us to get here. And just like then, he merely ignored it and let it go to voicemail. 1 second later, it pinged with yet another new message. Are you sure you shouldn't answer that? This time, both of his brows lifted, and his mouth quirked in a way that was so endearing, I had the urge to pop up on my toes and press a kiss to his mouth. So I did. A lick of fire. His hand gripped the side of my waist, and he gave me a squeeze. His phone pinged again.
That is yet another drawback, he said with an exasperated sigh.
That accent. It slipped out on the last. This time genuine. This time it wasn't used as a wicked tool to charm off my panties. I figured the fact I was leaving the country with him pretty much guaranteed I was a sure thing. God, I hoped so. It rang again. It could be important, I countered. He laughed, almost both incredulous and affectionate.
Oh, I'm sure in her mind she thinks it's very important.
It was instant, the bolt of unease that shocked through me. She? I wanted to ask. I had the right to, didn't I? But I really had no clue what this trip really meant or what I was getting myself into. I hadn't even called my mother or my sisters. Even Elle didn't know where I was. What was I doing? Paxton suddenly pushed me backward, edging me back 2 steps and against the wall. My back pressed into it as he pressed into me. Hard. All of him. He buried his nose in my hair and inhaled a deep, sharp breath. A sound of approval rumbled in his chest. I trembled as he ran the tip of his nose down the slope of my neck, shivered as he ran it back up. He left a slow, seductive kiss behind my ear. The smolder turned molten, hot and heated. An ache pulsed between my thighs. His voice was a whisper.
Are you trying to freak out on me right now, Kaylee Rose?
I stuttered and stammered, trying to regain my senses as his tongue flicked out for a taste. Oh, God, that did not help.
Do you think I can't see the panic written all over your face?
He murmured.
Are you thinking about bolting?
I had completely lost the ability to form a coherent thought as he continued to lave kisses along my neck as if we were on a secluded island rather than right out in the open at the airport. People were probably taking pictures, posting them to Instagram, shaming me on Twitter. Hashtag Paxton Miles Slut. I didn't even care.
I really hope you don't bolt on me, Kaylee Rose. Want to know why?
It was all an incoherent mumble beneath my breath. What was that again?
Because since the moment I woke up and found my bed empty yesterday morning, all I've been thinking about is getting you back into it.
of ripping your clothes from this gorgeous body, kissing you again, tasting you again. A whimper. Don't bolt, Kaylee, because when I get you to London, I'm going to fuck you. Hard, then slow, then I'm going to do it all over again. Don't make me chase you down this terminal and throw you over my shoulder, because I will. Or maybe I should just take you into the executive club and give you a reminder of just what you'd be missing. How's that sound? Oh, yes, and please.
Final boarding call for flight 6816 with direct service to London Heathrow Airport.
The overhead speaker broke into our little PDA sash. The wall barely kept me from falling to my weakened knees when Paxton stepped back and gave me one of those earth-shattering smiles. The one that owned the screens and the hearts of the millions of fans who adored him. I was certain, right then, it was going to be the one that crushed mine.
Come on, before we miss our flight.
We scanned our boarding passes on our phones and Paxton led me down the jetway. My heart beat erratically, with confusion and need, and the internal whiplash this devastating man gave me. A flight attendant greeted us at the door, and Paxton led me about 4 steps down the aisle to my seat. First class. Which was all kinds of ridiculous and luxurious and looked more like some kind of futuristic space pod than an airplane seat. I settled down in the cozy space and stretched out my legs. Accepted the flute of mimosa I was offered. I allowed myself to sigh out a happy sigh. After the insane day I'd had today, I was most definitely not going to complain.
Is it to your liking, Ms. Burton?
He asked, letting that southern charm come out to play. He exaggerated the words. Why, yes, it is, kind sir. A giggle escaped, and I was leaning forward to retrieve his kiss. We both froze when a low, enraged voice hit us like daggers.
What the fuck is she doing here?
Shocked, I looked up to find a woman glaring at me with the fire of 1,000 suns. She was out of breath, as if she'd had to run to make the flight. A long, dark bob bounced around her shoulders when she turned the heat of her anger on Paxton. He simply laughed and leaned back in his seat.
Nice to see you too, Kendall.
Are you fucking kidding me? She hissed, leaning his direction so only he could hear. Oh, but I could. And maybe that's what she intended.
I've been calling you for the last 2 hours, and not a word. I drove back to your house in case you'd fallen asleep. I almost missed this flight because you were picking this up. I think picking her up once was enough, don't you?
In horror, I looked over at Paxton for help.
Who is this woman?
Kaylee Rose, I'd like you to meet my favorite pain in the ass. The woman who thinks she's keeper of my life. My publicist, Kendall Stone.
He glanced at her.
Kendall, meet Kaylee.
Kendall sneered at me without saying a word. Great. Yet another member of the hashtag Kaylee is a slut fan club. Apparently, I couldn't win. Paxton was fast asleep. He'd had his seat turned into a bed, and for a few moments I allowed myself to just look at him. That beautiful face was almost as peaceful as it had been when I'd snuck from his room 2 mornings ago. Pushing out a breath, I got up and headed toward the small lavatory since I'd given up on getting any rest. The lights had been dimmed for the red eye, and the narrow aisles were lit up in a path of lights to guide the way, like their own miniature runway. Only a few overhead lamps dotted the first-class cabin, most of the passengers making use of the time to sleep. Locking the door behind me, I wet my face and gave myself a moment to clear my head, to make sense of the opposing feelings that tumbled within me. Excitement. Heartbreak. So contrary, but they were there. Huffing out a cleansing breath, I unlatched the door and stepped out into the dimness of the aisle. I gasped at the figure standing there waiting for me. Dark, pin-straight hair, hardened jaw, flashing eyes, arms crossed over her chest. I guess this hashtag Kaylee is a slut fangirl was stalking me now. Awesome. I touched my chest and forced a smile. You scared me, Kendall. Yeah. I called her by name even though I hadn't shared a word with her before. The only introduction I'd gotten from her was a livid sneer before she'd made her way to her seat 3 rows behind us. Red lips stretched in a smile that was pure scorn. Don't you dare stand there and give me the innocent act. I gulped around the knot that formed in my throat. I don't know what I did to you, but I can assure you what you did to me, she interrupted. Do you know what my job is, Kaylee Rose? Her tone turned placating, as if I was dense and didn't have the capacity to understand. I blinked. You're Paxton's publicist. Right. That's my title. But do you know what I actually do? I'm the trash keeper, the one who comes in behind him to clean up all his messes. Do you have any idea how many people try to get close to him, take advantage of who he is? All the sluts and gold diggers and aspiring actresses who will do absolutely anything to get close to him. It's my job to protect him from that, to keep him safe. I would never. Do you know how many of Paxton's playthings I've dealt with? I let him have his fun. He gets his rocks off, and then I come in for the sweep. And let's just say that job keeps me plenty busy. Paxton knows the game. Hell, he hired me for it. But every once in a while, someone slips through the cracks. Someone who looks so innocent and sweet, Paxton doesn't have the first clue what she's really up to. Insecurity bubbled in my chest, and I fisted my hands. I'm not trying to take advantage of Pax. I don't want anything from him, she scoffed. Then what are you doing here? Spending time with him. Low laughter rocked from her throat, and she edged forward. Do you really think I'm that stupid? That clueless? Maybe Paxton is, but the truth of the matter is, he really doesn't have to worry about any of that now, does he? He doesn't have to deal with the consequences or the shit he leaves behind. No, that's my job, and I'm damned good at it. She jabbed a red manicured finger into my chest. Don't think for a second that's going to change now. She turned on her heel and moved down the lit pathway toward her seat. My hand shot out to keep myself from falling, and I forced myself to pull in deep breaths as I fought against the heartbreak that came rushing in to blot out the excitement. What the hell was I doing? Did I really think this was a good idea? That this would solve any of my problems? So I liked Paxton. Actually liked him. That definitely didn't change either of our circumstances. Kendall's words spun through me. Do you really think you're any different? Bitter laughter rushed up my throat. Maybe I had. With my head held low, I shuffled back to my seat. A small yelp left me when a hand snatched me around the wrist. Warmth spread, and I was hauled onto Paxton's lap. He was sitting up, my legs straddling his waist, my chest beating against his. His insanely handsome face was barely visible in the shadows, his voice rippling with the accent that made my knees weak. What the fuck did she say to you? I don't want to cause any trouble for you, Pax. I should just fuck her. He cut me off. Fuck her and whatever she told you or made you believe. Fuck her for making you question coming with me. I know she's looking out for me because that's her job, but she doesn't always know what's best for me. She doesn't always know what I want. My head shook. You don't even know me. The reality was I could be one of those girls. The premiere could have been a total setup, an elaborate plan Elle and I had concocted to get me close to the world's most sought-after bachelor. But it wasn't. Our meeting hadn't been anything close to that. Did that really matter to him, or was this just another mess he was all too happy to leave Kendall to clean up? He brushed the back of his fingers down my cheek, then cupped them in his big, strong hands. No. You're right, Kaylee Rose. I don't. But I want to. These press junkets, The premieres and the parties. It gets so damned old, Kaylee. So old it blurs and becomes another part of the job. This is the first time I've been excited about one in years.
He squeezed my face in emphasis.
Years. That's because of you, and I won't let her take that away.
Pax. His name came out so soft. In relief, in need, in all the confusion that had become my life. He edged forward. His words were nothing more than a breath whispered near my mouth.
I could make a call and have just about any woman waiting in London for me, Kaylee Rose. But there's one I want. Only one I haven't been able to get off my mind.
He leaned in, his mouth murmuring against the sensitive flesh of my ear.
You.
I panted. Actually, damned panted at a single word. Or maybe I was panting because of his body, because of his possessive grip or his cock that grew hard and thick between us. Oh, God. I rocked against him, suddenly overcome with the need for this man to touch me.
Kaylee,
he murmured. His hands trailed down over my shoulders, tracing my ribs before one hand was cupping my knee. He eased it up my thigh and under my skirt. I inched up a fraction to make him room, and I bit down on my bottom lip when he dipped his fingers beneath my underwear and slicked his fingers through my folds. I buried a needy gasp in his neck when he brushed my clit. He edged back to capture my attention.
I think you have the answer to every single one of those questions running through that pretty little head of yours right here, Kaylee Rose. Right here in this sweet pussy that is begging for more.
He pushed two fingers inside me and my breath caught.
Tell me you want more,
he demanded. Yes, I wanted more. I wanted everything. He kept us nose to nose, his breaths clouding my senses as he lifted me higher and higher. My fingers dug into his shoulders as pleasure gathered fast, and part of me couldn't believe what I was doing. On a plane? But the part of me that agreed to follow him to London didn't care. She was too caught up, taken by this man in a way she shouldn't be. And she was going to enjoy every second of it. Pleasure rocketed through every inch of my body. I buried a scream in his shoulder when I came, riding wave after wave as he pressed a bunch of kisses to my forehead. I shivered, and this gorgeous man smirked as he eased his fingers out of me, his sexy voice back to murmuring in my ear.
Let's go ahead and call that another one of the perks.
12. Paxton. With a small thud, our plane hits the ground in London. I can't take my eyes off Kaylee, but her eyes are glued to the new world outside the window of the plane. Her fingers grip the edge of her seat as her head bobs from side to side as we taxi to the gate. When she finally pulls her attention back inside the plane, she turns to me with the biggest smile. Sheer excitement is written on her face, and she all but bounces excitedly in her seat. Ready? I ask her as I unbuckle my seatbelt before the chime tells me I can. She nods quickly, unbuckling herself. When the plane finally stops, I stand and stretch, catching sight of Kendall over my shoulder, her cell phone already pressed to her ear. She's sending me a nonverbal warning, a stern message with only her eyes, as she has an entirely different conversation with whomever she's speaking with on the phone. I gather Kaylee, pulling her in for a quick kiss as we deplane. With her tucked closely to my side, I don't bother to wait for Kendall. Fair warning, I begin as we descend the jetway into the terminal. The paparazzi are just as bad here as they are in L.A. They come out of nowhere, and when you least expect it. Don't let your guard down. They're everywhere. Same rules apply. Don't say a word. Don't make eye contact. Just move. Got it? She pulls me tighter to her, her fingers pressing into my side. I hate that these vultures won't leave us alone, and instinctively I want to protect her from them. We're chauffeured into a line that's shorter and more obscure for our passport check, and I'm thankful for this. Kendall has caught up to us but keeps her distance. though I can feel her anger from 10 feet away. The passport check is quick, and we're on our way to claim our baggage in no time. Kaylee's fingers are laced through mine as we try to blend in with the crowds of other travelers. It's hard not to notice Kaylee's eyes darting from side to side, checking out every person in our path. Her fingers squeeze mine harder as the crowd lightens and we become more visible. As we arrive at baggage claim, Kenneth, Kendall's right arm in the UK, has all of our baggage already on a cart and is waving us in his direction. "Paxton," he says in his thick British accent, offering me his hand to shake. "Good to see you, man." His handshake is firm and fast. Kenneth is the epitome of professional. He's direct, buttoned up, and doesn't play the bullshit games that Kendall does. "And this must be the lovely Kaylee." He leans in and air kisses both of her cheeks. She blushes but offers him a courteous smile in return. "You two have really made a splash the last 48 hours. He laughs, holding onto her hand. "I'm Kenneth, publicist extraordinaire on this side of the pond. But don't get too excited. You'll never be rid of her." He nods his head over Kaylee's shoulder just as we hear Kendall approach, her heels clicking on the tile floor. He smirks at Kendall, who ignores him and continues chatting away on her phone. "I see she's still charming as ever," he mumbles under his breath as he rolls his eyes. "Now that you're all here, I have a car waiting. It's a shit show out there." He huffs as he pushes the luggage cart. "Head down, walk fast. Don't take any questions." "Pax already warned me," Kaylee politely tells Kenneth as we fall into line behind him. "And here." He reaches for a pair of sunglasses he has tucked into his button-up shirt. "Put these on. You look like shit." He shoves the sunglasses at me as Kaylee giggles. I slide the Ray-Ban aviator glasses on and pull Kaylee close to me as the large sliding glass doors open and the assault of flashing lights and questions begin. "Paxton! Pax! Kaylee! We'd love an exclusive interview with you!" The screams, questions, and flashes are overwhelming even for me. I can't imagine what Kaylee is feeling. She tucks her head into my chest, and I wrap a protective arm around her shoulders, pulling her closer, right where I want her, in my arms. A large black SUV waits at the curb with the rear doors open. I begin walking us faster toward the car as Kenneth uses the luggage cart to his advantage, clearing a direct path to the waiting SUV. I damn near shove Kaylee into the back seat before slamming the door behind us and locking it. "Holy shit," she mumbles, brushing her hair out of her face. "Kenneth was right. They're just as bad here as back home." "Fucking animals," I bark as the car is surrounded by flashing lights and people banging on the windows.
"Sir," the driver says loudly, getting our attention. "Buckle up. We're going to be making a fast exit once we get our final passenger loaded."
Poor Kenneth is loading luggage into the back of the SUV as Kendall sits quietly in the front seat, face pressed to the window, ignoring Kaylee and I in the back seat. Kaylee shoots me a look of concern, and I brush it off with a shake of my head. Kendall can be a complete bitch when things don't go exactly her way. She's pouting, and I refuse to play her games. With the slam of a door, Kenneth slides in next to Kaylee, sandwiching her between us.
"Go!"
he hollers, and the driver makes the exit he warned us about, fast and abrupt. We're not even out of the airport when Kenneth pulls his phone out and begins doling out orders.
"Pax," he begins, "Thursday night is the premiere, but tomorrow you have an appearance on the Graham Norton show and interviews with the BBC and a whole shitload of radio interviews. Radio will be done from your suite bright and early. Kendall will take the lead on the radio. I'll be by with a car to take you to Graham Norton immediately following."
"Got it," I nod.
"That leaves some downtime for you, Ms. Kaylee, to explore London. I can make arrangements for dinners and shows should you wish. Just ask and I'll make it happen." I can't think of anything other than getting Kaylee naked and underneath me.
"Kaylee," he smiles at her and rests his phone on his leg.
"A stylist has been busy shopping and has an entire rack of dresses for you to try on in the suite for the premiere. Hair and makeup will be there for you as well. Everything is taken care of."
Her eyes widen as Kenneth runs down the amenities that will be at her service. Anything that's not there that you need, you ask me. He side-eyes Kendall to see if she has any reservations, but she still hasn't moved, her forehead still pressing to the window in the front seat. I can make almost anything happen, but time is of the essence. If you need something for tonight, you need to tell me soon. He looks at me when he says this. I'm sure he's thinking I'm going to ask him to get me at a table at an exclusive restaurant or one of the hot nightclubs. Fuck that. Tonight, it's all about me devouring Kaylee. Kaylee takes a sharp breath and nods at him. Thank you, Kenneth. She looks genuinely relieved that she doesn't have to worry about a damn thing. Pax. Kenneth turns his attention back to me. For the interviews, both radio and television, I think it's best to stick strictly to questions regarding the movie. Everyone has been warned to avoid personal questions, but you and I both know those assholes never stick to script. Avoid answering personal questions at all costs. Keep this about the movie. Kaylee's been through a lot. Or just answer the fucking questions, Pax. It's what you'll do anyway. I'm not sure why you bother having publicists when you don't listen to a goddamn word we say. Kendall snaps from the front seat. Her voice is laced with venom and bitterness. There she is, I blurt out, and Kaylee squeezes my hand, a silent warning to be kind. Now that you're back with us, do you have any additional requests that Kenneth hasn't covered? She cocks her head and narrows her eyes. Nope, it's all been covered. Excellent. Then let's all enjoy London. I sit back in my seat, and Kaylee visibly relaxes as the tension begins to ease in the car. Our driver winds through the city before pulling up to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, where another crew of paparazzi are already camped out and waiting for us. As we exit the vehicle, Kenneth pulls Kaylee aside to brief her on this whirlwind of a trip. I hear him telling her where she should stand during interviews, how to keep her focus and not let the flashes from the cameras blind her, and, most importantly, how to smile at all times. I appreciate Kenneth providing her guidance, as my mind is all over the place, and Kaylee takes her crash course in publicity like a champ. As I'm lost in my own thoughts, Kendall approaches, her lips pursed and fire in her eyes.
There are no words to accurately describe how pissed off I am, she seethes, keeping her voice low so as Kaylee doesn't hear. I'm doing everything in my power to keep...
Just stop, Kendall, I muster, getting in her face. She takes a step backward to move away from me. It's rare I get aggressive with anyone, let alone Kendall, but she is fucking pissing me off. Believe it or not, Kaylee is a good girl. She's here for the right reasons.
I don't care why she's here. I don't like it, and I want her gone.
Kendall, my voice warns. Don't make me choose.
Choose what? She snaps.
Between you and her, because you're not going to like who I pick. I raise my eyebrows in warning, and her eyes narrow into thin slits. Kendall, please don't make this difficult for me. I like Kaylee a lot. I asked her to come with me. In fact, I begged her to come with me. She's different than the other girls.
Kendall snorts and rolls her eyes. They're all different, she scoffs.
Kaylee is different. I could see myself falling in love with this girl. She's that different.
Kendall's eyes widen at my admission, and she shakes her head. And you know this after one night of being balls deep in her?
The sarcasm dripping from her voice continues to piss me off.
Just keep her close. I don't want to have to fucking deal with her, she says, before turning on a heel and walking away.
I see Kaylee approach cautiously as we both watch Kendall walk away with a frown on her face. I put a big smile on my face and reach for Kaylee's hand. Let's go get settled. I plan on taking advantage of our suite tonight. I press a kiss to the top of her head. Turning to the bellman, who has our baggage loaded on a luggage cart, I tell him, Don't deliver those for a couple of hours. We won't be needing them right away. He nods at my orders, and I pull Kaylee towards the lobby of the hotel. I have one thing on my mind right now, and it's devouring her for the next few hours.
13. Kaylee. Oh, my God. I pressed my hand to my chest and spun in a circle as I took in my surroundings. This can't be real. This is absolutely amazing. Gorgeous. I can't even. Paxton. Awe dripped from every word. We might as well have been staying at the Royal Palace for all the luxury of the over-the-top suite. Gorgeous, he said in a low voice. I turned that direction at the sound of his voice. Only he wasn't looking at the overindulgent luxury of the suite. He was looking directly at me. My breath caught when he began to stalk my direction. The air grew thick, and he slanted me one of those smiles that owned the world before he ripped his shirt over his head. A stunned, oh, bled from my mouth. Was that drool? My gaze swept his body. With each step he took, his abs rippled and the muscles of his wide, strong shoulders flexed and bowed. This was what fantasies were made of. It seemed impossible it could be my reality. Are we doing this? Right now, I asked as he began to back me through the main room and into the bedroom waiting beyond.
Oh, yes, Kaylee Rose, we are definitely doing this right now.
His voice dropped an octave, slow and rough. A tremor rolled down my spine, and my heart rate sped. Desire twisted through my belly and pulsed between my thighs. This felt so different than the last time. Last time had felt like a secret, a memory to hold, never to be repeated again. This felt like a statement. Like a claim. He took another step toward me. He pushed his fingers under my shirt and lifted it over my head. My hair trickled down around my shoulders, my breasts straining with need as cool air brushed my skin.
Gorgeous,
he whispered again. His fingertips trailed across the lace of my bra. The grin he wore grew wicked as he leaned around and flicked the snap and freed it. He slid it down my arms and took a step back to pull it free.
So damned gorgeous. Look at you, so pink and lush.
His voice dipped in seduction.
The softest rose.
Chills skated, a rash of goosebumps lifting in their wake. Paxton followed them with his fingers.
Do you feel that, Kaylee Rose?
He inflected the last as he edged me into the room that was just as extravagant as the first. I swore it was like stepping into a museum.
What I do to you?
He slid his palms up my arms and over my shoulders. Purposefully, he ran them down my sides where his fingers dipped into the waist of my skirt. He tugged it free. I yelped when he suddenly hauled me up and tossed me on the bed. A giggle filtered out, and I arched up on the bed as he tugged off my shoes. He wound his fingers in the side of my underwear, hesitated for the briefest flash of a second before he pressed a kiss between my thighs.
I like these.
He dragged them off.
But I like you bare better.
Another giggle. God, this so wasn't me, but it felt so good. Felt so right. I think I like you bare better, too.
Is that so?
Chewing at my bottom lip, I nodded, my hair billowing out across the pillow. That's so. A low chuckle rumbled in his strong chest.
I think that can be accommodated.
He flicked the button on his jeans and shrugged out of them. My head spun. One of the most sought-after bachelors in the world was standing in front of me, hard, ready, wanting me. All the reservations and questions I'd been feeling flew out the window. I climbed to my knees and met him at the edge of the bed. I pressed my mouth to the bristling muscle of his chest. You're so beautiful. I can't believe I'm here, in this place, with you. Hot hands scraped over my shoulders.
I don't want you anywhere else.
I still don't get that, but I'll take it. It was almost a tease. He laughed. The sound, a lure.
Oh, you're going to take it all right.
Shivers danced, and I started kissing down his chest, over the hard, hard planes of his six-pack that flexed and bunched beneath my lips. My tongue licked out for a taste. All, man. He wrapped his hands in my hair, fisting it tight when I got to the band of his underwear. I peeked up at him as I slowly lowered them. He shrugged out of them and increased his hold.
Take me into your mouth.
Lust rocked me to the core. I liked it. Liked that he wasn't afraid to demand what he wanted. Liked it more when he groaned when I pressed my lips to the tip. My tongue explored before I took him deeper. His stomach jerked and ticked, and he left one hand tangled in my hair while the other came to the side of my face as he began to guide me up and down his length. His hips rocked in time, needier, deeper, harder.
Fuck,
he cursed. He pulled free. A shocked gasp left me when he suddenly pulled me up from my knees. The man devoured my mouth, tongue and teeth and lips before he was pushing me back into the middle of the bed.
I need to get inside of you, Kaylee Rose, right now.
Almost frantic, he dug around in the basket filled with necessities that had been left bedside. My mouth watered as I watched him roll a condom over his cock. He climbed onto the bed and wedged himself between my knees. He leaned down close to my ear.
Hold on.
I did exactly what he said, my fingertips digging into the skin of his shoulders as he tucked my knee over his hip. He filled me in one solid thrust. Paxton. It was a throaty moan.
Fuck. So good. I fucking love the way you feel. So damned perfect.
He mumbled as he pulled out, then rocked back in, stealing my breath. He was quick to pick up a rigid pace, hard and long, deep and demanding. So, so good. He pushed up to his hands, looking down at me as he took me whole. I forgot who I was, where I was. The only thing I was in that moment was his.
Touch yourself,
he commanded, and my hand fluttered down my belly. He groaned when I brushed my fingers into my folds, my first two fingertips running circles around my clit.
So hot. Shit, you're so hot. Look at you. Look at you.
We both watched down where we were joined. His hips snapped and my fingers strummed my body. Pleasure wound fast, so thick I swore I could see it hovering in the air. Every muscle on his gorgeous body tightened, and I rocked up, desperate to meet him, thrust for thrust. I'd never felt anything like this. Not once in my life. Not ever. He sat back on his knees and wound his arms under my hips, lifting them from the bed. The magnitude of the shift hit me from every side, consumed with the way his body filled me. So full. So much. So good. Bliss broke. It sped through my nerves, saturating every cell. I cried out, and he increased his pace, harder and faster, as he pulled every ounce of pleasure from my body. He shouted my name, his hips erratic before he stilled, his hands gripping me tight. I could feel the intensity of his orgasm, as fierce as mine. Mind-bending, heart-stopping. I couldn't breathe. He laughed when he toppled down at my side.
That was
incredible, I said.
Amazing,
he returned. Mind-blowing.
Unforgettable.
It was the truth. It didn't matter where we ended up. I was never going to forget this. His smile softened as he ran his fingers through my hair.
Thank you for coming with me. You don't know what it means to me.
I wouldn't want to be any other place. His brow arched.
Really?
I searched within myself for the truth. Really? He grinned.
That's good, because I wouldn't let you leave.
I could feel the heat flame to my cheeks.
Come on, get up. I need to feed you.
Do I have to? It was only half a tease. He smacked my ass and I yelped.
Yes, you have to. You're going to need your energy for everything I have planned for you. Now get that fine ass out of my bed.
Bossy, I told him as I gathered the sheet and wrapped it around my body. A smirk lifted one side of his mouth.
You have no idea.
14. Paxton. Kaylee mumbles, her eyes still closed as I run a finger over her shoulder and down her arm. After spending all of yesterday doing radio and television interviews, we spent most of last night in bed after a quick dinner at one of London's newest and most posh restaurants, and I know she's tired, but I have a full day planned for her. Morning, sweet Kay. I brush my nose over her cheek before pressing my lips to her. Morning, she moans as she stretches her lean body out underneath the silk sheets. I toss my arm across her bare stomach and pull her over, cradling her in my arms. She slides a leg between mine and brushes her hand over my hardening cock, stopping to cop a feel. I stop her, capturing her hand in mine, before flipping her gently onto her back and settling between her legs. Heaven. She pants and writhes underneath me as I align myself at her entrance, teasing her. As much as I want to stay in bed all day and devour you, I have something fun planned for us today. I rub my cock up and down her wet folds. Pex, she growls as I slide into her. I take it slow with Kaylee this morning, exploring every inch of her beautiful body as I make love to her. I make a note to touch every crevice, every soft, supple inch of her skin as we connect. Never have I wanted to take my time like this before, memorizing every single curve of this beautiful woman's body. Most women satisfied an immediate need for me, a quick roll in the sheets, a means to an end. I got off, they left, end of the story. With Kaylee, it's different. I never want it to end. I can't get enough of her. What the hell is she doing to me? As we climax together, I can feel our hearts beat wildly against each other's chests. Kay, I mumble against her neck as my lips pull gently at her soft flesh as I try to catch my breath. Hmm, she answers in response, her own breathing labored. Thank you for coming to London with me. She doesn't answer, but I can feel her smile against my shoulder as we both come down from our climaxes. I know she's nervous as hell about being here with me, about us, but I can't imagine being anywhere without her. Where are we going? Kaylee smiles as I pull her quickly through the hotel lobby, hoping we go unnoticed. Kenneth sent a car and security detail for us, along with an agenda outlining everything we'll be doing for the next 8 hours. I plan to show Kaylee everything London has to offer. You'll see when we get there. I pull her in tightly next to me, wrapping an arm around her shoulder. I nod at the driver waiting in the carport with the back door of the large Suburban open and waiting for us to slide into. Once inside, we meet two burly men who will tag along with us today. Paxton. I reach out and shake each man's hand. William. The first man introduces himself with a firm handshake. Michael. The second does the same. As he pulls from the curb, Michael goes over their plan for keeping us safe, but not smothering us, and I'm so appreciative that Kenneth thought to get us security. I want to spend my day focusing on Kaylee, not worrying about any shenanigans happening around us. No autographs today, no selfies, no fan pictures, I tell them. I just want to spend the day with Kaylee and feel normal for once. Kaylee squeezes my hand, and I take a deep breath. Each man nods in understanding, and I feel comfortable that they know how to handle all the celebrity baggage that always accompanies me. Pex, Kaylee gasps, her face pressed up against the tinted window. It's a Ferris wheel. Sweetheart, it's more than a Ferris wheel. Just wait. The driver pulls up and parks as William and Michael exit first. We follow suit just as another man rushes over. Neither William or Michael blink at the man who extends his hand in greeting to me.
Paxton Miles, I'm Rob Doherty, your tour guide for today.
Right, tour guide. I remember seeing something in Kenneth's message that we'd have a tour guide.
We'll be starting here at the London Eye, and I have a couple of other amazing things to show you.
He extends his arm around the giant wheel, guiding us toward the entrance. As we approach the area to board, Rob continues.
The Eye is all yours for the next hour. No one will be in your capsule, or any other capsule. The most magnificent views of London you'll ever see. Be sure to look for the Houses of Parliament, Big Ben, Westminster Abbey, Buckingham Palace, the Tower Bridge, and of course, the River Thames.
His smile is huge and infectious, and Kaylee's matches. He steps inside the capsule to point out a table that has been set up with champagne and orange juice.
Enjoy champagne or mimosas while you're up there, but mostly enjoy the view. It's spectacular.
He steps out of the capsule while they close the door, and Kaylee stands speechless. You okay? I give her hand a gentle squeeze. Please tell me you're not afraid of heights. I chuckle, but panic for a quick moment, having not even considered asking her prior to booking this. She looks up at me, her eyes wide, her face somber.
Paxton Miles, I can't even believe you've gone through the trouble of doing this for me. It's too much. It's too...
She pauses, blinking as she takes in the surroundings. Clearing her throat, she looks back up at me.
It's too amazing.
She takes a deep breath as the capsule jolts slightly as we begin to rise. And no, I'm not afraid of heights. I pull her into my arms and she wraps hers around my waist in return. I could get used to this, her next to me, all the time. Her cheek presses to my chest as the capsule rises slowly and we take in all of London's beauty. It takes about an hour to make two full rotations. I made sure to point out all of the landmarks that Rob mentioned for us to look for, and Kaylee was fascinated. Her eyes beamed in awe, and it was so fucking cute when she laid eyes on all the pieces of London's history while sipping on champagne. As we disembarked the London Eye, Rob, William, and Michael wait for us and lead us back to the Suburban.
Was it everything you hoped it would be?
Rob asks Kaylee.
More.
She looks up at me. That's exactly how I felt as well. While seeing London is amazing, it's Kaylee that makes it better. I agree, I say quietly, lacing her fingers through mine. Once we're settled back in the car, Rob pulls out his phone and smiles.
Next up, private tour of Buckingham Palace.
Kaylee's eyes about bug out of her head.
What does that mean?
She asks softly. It means Rob here is giving us a private tour of the palace. I nudge her with my shoulder and press a tender kiss to her temple. Her excitement brings me happiness. Is this what it feels like to be in love, when your happiness takes a backseat to someone else's? I tuck away that thought and smile at Kaylee.
We'll get to see the staterooms, the Queen's Galley, and the Royal Mews. We won't be with anyone else, so we can take our time, and we get access to the additional areas the general public doesn't get to see.
Kaylee shakes her head in disbelief.
Come here,
she whispers, pulling me toward her, pressing her forehead to mine.
You are too much, Pax. But thank you. Thank you so much.
She kisses me deeply, a kiss that feels so much more than all the others. This kiss bears the weight of what she's feeling, and fuck if it doesn't about make my heart explode.
Unbelievable.
Is all she can say when we exit Buckingham Palace. She's been quiet for the last hour. I expect she's about as overwhelmed as I am, having taken in all the history and splendor of the palace. It really was, wasn't it? I stop and look around. We've gone unnoticed, mostly thanks to the private tour and shutting down the London Eye for an hour. It feels good to feel like every other normal person who's out and about sightseeing.
What's wrong?
Kaylee asks, as I eye St. James Park off in the distance. Nothing. Michael, William? I nod my head toward the park, and both men give me a look. Just a little detour, Kay. I press a kiss to the top of her head. Come on. The two men fall into step behind us as I guide her toward the beautiful park. While it's overcast today, I put my sunglasses on in hopes it hides my face, and we can continue to go unnoticed. William and Michael stay a bit closer to us here in the open public, but people don't seem to notice me, thank God. At the entrance of the park, we stop to look at the beautiful flower beds which are bright and colorful. Kaylee snaps a quick picture of them with her phone before we continue on.
Pax,
Kaylee sighs as she lifts her phone and snaps another picture of the fountain in the middle of the lake. Yes, Kay? She shoves her phone into the back pocket of her jeans and looks up at me.
This might be the best day I've ever had. Thank you.
I smile back at her. You've thanked me no less than 50 times today. I rub my thumb over her bottom lip, wanting to